Welcome to Healing with Golden Podcast. Happy Thursday, Jupiter Day. This is the day to shift your perspective, to see from a higher perspective. This is a day to do money spells. This is a day to manifest. How are y'all doing? Again, thank you for my listeners, new and old. Thank you for listening to me. I hope I inspired you. That's my goal, you know, to help people, to inspire people. What are we going to talk about? Yeah, I forgot about doing this episode until Spirit reminded me. So, I sigh. I don't know why I deep sigh, and I guess take a breath. Let's talk about how to cut emotional cords and detach, cut emotional ties. Let's talk about that. An emotional tie could be a soul tie. It could be your mother, your father, your parent. It could be a friend who is your soulmate. You know, soulmates are not just romantic partners. Soulmates could... Your dog could be your soulmate, you know. Your friend is your soulmate. Your grandfather could be your soulmate. My grandfather was my soulmate, still is my soulmate. Your mother could be your soulmate. You have many soulmates. But how to cut off emotional ties, sometimes those emotional ties could be mother wounds, father wounds. We need to give these ties a name. Mother wounds, father wounds, sister wounds, brother wounds. You could have a grandmother wound, grandfather wound, uncle wound. And your inner child suffers from it. That's why you have to walk through it to close out the cycle so a new cycle can begin, you know? Write a letter to who hurt you in your past, in your present. Write a letter to who hurt you. Do not send it. Write what you felt as a child, what you experienced, what was shown to you, and what you wanted, what you expected, what you needed, and how you felt, and how you still feel, and how you think they should have handled that. Put all your emotion in that letter. Some of y'all need to write like three. Some of y'all might have mother and father wounds and grandfather wounds or uncle wounds. Fold it three times away from you and burn it. Work through it. Work through it. Work on it with your inner child. Focus on your inner child. You know, show your inner child the love you never got from your mother, your father, your grandfather, your uncle. And when it comes to romantic ties, we have to detach. Hey, this episode might be... This episode might be all over the place, but it's about the message. Take what you can from this. When it comes to romantic ties, when it comes to cutting off emotional ties, it's hard. It's not going to be overnight. You have to work at it gradually. Baby steps. Baby steps. You know, it's like we're not going to heal all at once. We're not going to attack everything at once. Or work on everything at once. No. It's baby steps. Slow and steady wins the race. I just did a reading, a self-love reading for one of my soul sisters. She, about what she was going through, she was attached. And we do that, we become attached because we're humans. We are humans. We are humans living this human experience. And we're going to attach to people. We're going to have a magnetic pull to people and have an emotional attachment. Here's the thing. We don't belong to nobody. We choose to be with who we want to be in a relationship with. We choose our friends. We choose our partners. But we don't belong to anybody. We don't belong to anyone. We are born alone and we transition alone. We don't belong to anyone, and we have to detach, call our energy back, call our power back into ourselves. To detach, because you're holding on, if you're holding on so tight to someone, to something, it's going to deter you. It's going to stop. It's going to delay what's coming for. It's going to delay what's coming for you. Like your new beginning could be around the corner. And because you're holding on so tight to this person, you know, your belongings or whatever, or what you need to close out, you holding on so tight to this old cycle that you need to close out. And it's delaying your new beginning. It's delaying what's coming for you. What's yours is for you. What's for you is for you. What's for you is for you. It's going to come to you regardless. But do you want to delay it? Or do you want to just let it come naturally? Like, we have to let things happen naturally. Let's say you're in a narcissistic relationship and you want to cut emotional ties with that person. Maybe that person has been beating on you, or you had suffered from abuse. You endured abuse in that relationship, physical and sexual, or maybe just physical. And you want to get away, but it's like you can't. You want to get away. You want to cut that emotional cord. How do you do that? You acknowledge that things have to change. First step is acknowledgement. Now, acknowledging that things have to change. That you have to be the change you want to see. He can't change. You can't change him. You can't change them. You have to be the change you want to see. The second step is to get a plan. No, the second step is to call your energy back. Call your power back. Devise a plan. Make sure it's a good one. Make sure it's a good plan. That way, it's a good plan. So devise a plan to get away is what I'm saying. Get away. Cut off all communication from him. Cut off all communication from them. Block them. Work on you. Pour into you. Pour that love into yourself. Pour into your own cup until it is overflowing. Now, he might still try to contact you. Follow you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and create a fake page because you have him blocked. Create fake pages and then follow you with them. You're like, oh, who's this? If this is for you, block them fake pages that are following you. Block them. Block all contact. Shut off all contact. Block his number. But that's how you cut emotional ties to your narcissist. Cut off emotional ties, period. Have a good plan. Like, if you have nowhere else to stay, make sure that you can find a safe place or somebody or one of your friends can provide a safe place for you to stay until you get your own. How do we get to nice? Okay, spirit is talking. Spirit is talking. Okay. Cut off attachments. Detach yourself from the people you have a grip on. Detach. Practice non-attachment. Why are you so attached to them? Ask yourself, why are you so attached to them? It's either fear or insecurity. And why are you afraid? Because you know it's going to work out. If this is your person, you know it's going to work out. You know everything is going to work out for you. You know everything is going to work out for you. So why are you scared? If you're insecure, you need to love yourself. You need to get on a self-love journey. And I don't mean the outer you, I mean the inside. Yeah, you can get your nails done, get your hair did, but what makes you feel good inside? What makes you feel loved inside? What makes you feel enough inside? What makes you feel enough inside? What makes you feel fulfilled inside? What fulfills you? What fulfills your soul? Focus on what fulfills you as well. Focus on what fulfills you. This is the year of eight. Yeah, we have to make sure we don't do anything that's going to prolong our new beginning. But not even just that, not just that, just we have to let go and let God. We have to let it happen naturally. We can't force our timeline. We can't change our timeline. We have to surrender to the universe, surrender to the divine. Okay, spirit is showing me like a candle. And I've mentioned this on my lives. When I go live on TikTok, follow me on TikTok at Felonia, the spirit guide. If you want to follow me on Clapper at Felonia, the spirit guide. Follow me on Twitter at F the spirit guide. But like I said, this on my lives, spirit is showing me a candle. Like most of y'all need to do this. Get a candle. It's called a 7-day candle, but woman, it's called a 7-day candle. It's at the dollar store. I mean, that's the name, but they gave it a new name. It's like Reed candle, prayer candle, white, something like that. Get two of them. Get two of them. They're at the dollar store. It's $2 a piece. If you don't have a dollar store, go to where you can go to get those candles. Okay. Get a permanent marker. If you don't have a permanent marker, buy a permanent marker. Write down. Now, first of all, rip the barcode off. Take the barcode off of the candles before you do anything. With your magic marker, you are going to write down everything you want to release. Everything you want to release from top to bottom. From top of the candle to the bottom of the candle. Everything you want to release, you're going to write it all down. Write it all down and then burn it. Light the candle. Don't touch it. I shouldn't say don't, because when people say don't, we do. So make sure not to touch it. You must not touch it. Leave it alone. Light the candle and leave it alone until it's empty. Okay? And then you can dispose of it how you wish. Okay, the second candle is going to be saved for March 20th, which is spring equinox, which is our official new year. You're going to save the second candle for March 20th. On March 20th, get the candle out. Put on, get your permanent marker out. Put on the candle from top to bottom what you want to receive. in this new year, in the new year in March, what you want to receive. Everything you want to receive, write it all down. Write it down from top to bottom. Sprinkle cinnamon on the wax, not the candle, because it needs to burn down. It needs to burn all the way down, just like the other one. Sprinkle cinnamon on the wax. Honey. Put honey on it. And coffee grounds. Sprinkle some coffee grounds. And then light it. Leave it alone until it's empty. And then dispose of it. Okay, spirits, so we all light our candles. It's called a receiving candle, releasing candle, and a receiving candle. Whatever you want to receive is going to be. But this is like candle magic. So if you want to do that, if you don't, you don't have to. But if you have a mother wound, a father wound, or any wound, it takes work to, well, healing takes work in itself. It takes work to release that, person out of your life, to have a new beginning with that person, to rewrite your, your soul contract with that person. It takes time. It takes healing. You have to heal your inner child. You have to work on your inner child. Because whatever you suffered through with that parent, with that uncle, you have to reverse it with your inner child. Give your inner child a safe space so they can express themselves. You know, tell them everything you wanted to hear. From them, from your uncle, from your parents. Cutting emotional cords, you have to know your worth as well. You have to know your worth. Know you deserve more. And that's where self-love comes in. Somebody needs to eat some pink grapefruit. Or take a self-love bath and add pink grapefruit in the bath, to the bath. I've never had that bath, so I don't know, but this is what I see. Somebody needs to take a self-love bath. I'm seeing flowers, roses, rose petals. Honey, well, you can go online and research a self-love bath, or you can go on TikTok or whatever. Or you just ask your ancestors. Your ancestors is the perfect source. For this, it's not the internet, it's your ancestors. Because what they have for you is going to be different than what you search for on the internet. But I'm saying somebody needs to add pink grapefruit to their bath, to their self-love bath. Also, I'm seeing rose quartz. rose quartz needs to be around the basin of the tub. Also carry a rose quartz around you. That's going to help with your self-love journey, as well. Carry it in your bra, carry it in your pocket, carry it in your sock, carry it in your hand. Depending on how big it is or how small. This was all over the place, but I enjoyed it because I want everything to be perfect, but perfection is overrated for real. We have to let things be so they can be what they were meant to be instead of what we think they should be. So, this is the last episode, y'all. If y'all have any questions, send me a voice message. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to be... Subscribe to my podcast channel, okay? Because there's going to be some videos on there. I want to engage with y'all. The disadvantage to audio podcasts that I can't engage. Oh, the disadvantage to Anchor and Spotify for podcasters is that I can't engage with my listeners. So being on YouTube and having a video podcast on YouTube is going to help me engage with y'all, which is what I want. So subscribe. I'm going to put the link in the description. If you have any questions, send me a voicemail. I'll put the link in my bio in the description as well. Y'all can DM me or inbox me on TikTok or what, Twitter or Clapper. I love y'all. Peace, love, and light.